Yeah. If you're watching the replay, fast forward 5 to 10 minutes. Thanks for stopping by. We're gonna let some people get in here. Let's get it, let's get it. We're gonna start in a few minutes. I was a little delayed, you know. Let me know something in the chat. Let's get it, 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 let's get it. Everybody hit the like button. If you can hear my voice right now, hit the like button. We about to get it popping. We got a good live tonight. Tonight's live stream is brought to you by Ritz Crackers and Buy Drink. Tonight's Buy Drink, well, it's not sponsored by Buy Drink. Raspberry Lemon Lime by Sydney Sweeney. This live stream is also not sponsored by Tylenol Extra Strength Rapid Release Gels. This live stream is also not sponsored by blood pressure medicine. Yeah. Let's get it. Yeah. This live stream is not sponsored by Audio Technica. Yeah. You know what that mean? You know, I was thinking, most women really aren't good people. I just want to say that. I'm thinking about a particular person in my mind that's in my life, probably always will be in my life, and she always talking shit, saying little smart comments, saying little demonic comments. The evil spirit in them really rubs me the wrong way. Always got some slick shit to talk. Women's favorite pastime is belittling men and driving men crazy and challenging men any chance they get when they feel like they can get away with it without it costing them their life or getting their ass beat. Yeah. I want to talk about menace to society real quick. But I think I might wait till some more people get in here. I want to talk about the scene where Cousin Harold refused to get out of the car and got his brains blown out because he wasn't going out like no punk. That's the scene I want to talk about in Menace to Society. So let me know right now in the chat if you've seen the movie Menace to Society. If you've seen it, put a Y in the chat. Y or N in the chat. We about to get started. Got a good show for y'all tonight. So let's do our typical intro. I'm looking for a sponsor for tonight's stream, starting at $5. $5 or more. Well, let me put it like this. Anything less than $5 gets a shout out from me, and I tell the chat to shout you out in the chat. $5 to $10, you get the My Nigga Denzel meme. $10 or more, you get the 30-second meme tribute. Now, if we make $15 in donations the first hour, it guarantees a two-hour live stream, no matter how tired my ass is. If we make $25 in donations this whole stream, I will do an extra public live stream this week that I wasn't gonna do. So now that we know what the stakes are, preferably Cash App or Streamlabs, link in the bio, because when you do stickers or super chats, YouTube take 30% off them things. But I'd rather have those than nothing. Let's get started. Let's get it. We're going to start with this young lady. Because we actually have a woman on Kendra who is the right age. I think she's like 22. But there's some other problems, of course. Let's just get right into it.
Back, I can't say her name. I can't wait to talk to you. All right, we're ready, honey. Okay.
Hey. Hey, Kendra.
Hey, this your first time here?
No.
Okay, you look familiar. What's your name?
Indy.
Indy, do you have an update?
No. Well, I mean, kind of, but I want to do it again. I know this is my last time, but I want to do it again.
Okay. Where you calling me from, Indy?
Glendale, Arizona.
Arizona. How old are you?
22.
Ooh, I like that age.
22. What you do for a living?
I'm a behavior technician.
When were you here? Was you here recently?
Yeah, like a few days ago. It was your last pop-up show.
Why do you want to do it again?
Well, it was a pop-up show, so it wasn't a lot of people on there. So I did get some messages, but not a lot. And the
Okay, well,
options.
you
Okay, so she was already on here a few days ago. So this is obviously throwing up some flags. She's 22 and she got to come on an online dating show within days of each other because you only get two times to come on the Kendra G show. She was already just on a few days ago and she came back this quick at 22. She shouldn't even have to be on this show at 22. You know what I mean? And what does she say? What tech? Some type of tech? Well, before I continue, what's the face card given? Or just the overall everything that you're looking at? 1 to 5. 1 to 5. No, matter of fact, let's just rate the hair first. What do you think of the hair? Is it cool or no? Let's just vote that first. While you're in or the chat on the chat, if you cool with the blonde baldy, put a Y. If you're not okay with it, put an N. While you're in the chat, while you're in the chat, just on the blonde hair alone. Let me know something. Okay, now after you put the wire in the chat for the blonde hair or not, put a 1 to 5 in the chat for just her overall rating for what you see so far. So a wire in and then a 1 to 5 on her overall look.
You want to use your second turn fast. All right. So, Indy, Arizona, 22, behavior technician. Do you have any kids?
No.
No kids and never married, right?
No.
And what's your zodiac sign?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius. All right. Indy, Arizona, 22, Sagittarius, behavior technician, no kids, never married. What kind of man are you looking for?
Okay, I wrote this down this time. I am looking for a heel educated man. I want him to be God fearing. I want him to already be in his book. I don't want to have to teach him how to worship God or whatever.
Even the fact that she said that is masculine. I don't want to have to teach you. She didn't have an attitude when she said it, but it's giving a certain energy. I don't want to have to tell you how to be in your book. Just be in your book already. Like, no, you ain't dictating my relationship with God. You ain't dictating how much I got to be in the Bible. Like, no, you ain't running none of that. She says she want an educated, healed man. So we already talking about a certain percentage. Educated. Like, what kind of educated? Because what are you in? Some type of trade program? Like, I ain't even going to get into that. What does that say? Arizona College? What kind of degree you got to have, ma'am? Okay, and the fact that she said healed, let's break that down. It's giving she been dealing with motherfuckers who ain't healed. And she fed up with that, and now she want a healed man. She young, so she doesn't, well, let me not say that. Here's the thing. Naive men would say she 22, so she probably don't got no super sketchy past because she only 22. Not true. These days she could have been getting down since 13. I don't care what how old the chick is, unless you met her in high school, you need an extensive breakdown of what she been doing with boys, since 13, 14. And I'm very curious about what this one has been doing with boys since she felt the need to have to come on Kendra G at the tender age of 22. You know what I mean? But let's continue.
And I want a traditional man.
Okay. What does traditional mean to you?
He is a provider, a protector, all that good stuff.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Bad hygiene, no faith, like God at all, and a bad attitude.
That's fair, but look, I just don't like this whole thing about religion. I mean, I don't mind religion, whatever, but I just get the feeling that she's gonna try to run you through religion. Like, nah, that ain't what a God-fearing man would say. well, no, Leviticus 6:3 say this, so I don't want to hear that. Like, she's going to try to run you through the Bible. She's going to try to dictate. She's the one that'll say, I'll lead if he leading properly through God. She still want to control things, basically. So that's what I don't like about her so far. But we'll see.
Okay, should he look a certain way?
No, just be healthy. Don't be, you know.
Okay. Wait, do you have a TV on or that. Something?
Oh, no, let me turn this down. I'm actually in class.
Oh, you're in class?
Yeah. We're about.
And you need to be focusing on studying, not coming on an online dating show. Well, she do need to focus on finding a man. This is what I say. This is the time when women need to be taking men very serious and trying to make a relationship work. And I would say a man is more important than whatever degree she's going after. But, you know, we could dock her a point for not being about her business. She's supposed to be at school doing school shit, and she breaking the rules to come on Kendra G. So is she a rebel? That's a sign of a little bit of a rebel. You know what I mean?
To get out, so.
Ooh, child, you in class looking for a man, child.
Okay.
I said look a certain way. What did you say?
No, just be healthy. Like, don't be obese.
Okay, don't be obese.
Okay, I'll say this. At 22, she don't got all them looks requirements. So I respect that. See, this is how it used to be. When a woman was young, she didn't have all these crazy requirements with money, or you got to be 6 feet and all that. Like, this is what I want to hear. I'll give her points for that. She has no requirements on looks. I respect it. This is how all women should be. Men aren't supposed to be the sexy ones. But let's continue.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
No, enough to pay the bills. That's okay. I can take care of myself.
Another thing I like to hear, she don't have a money requirement. She just opened up her pool way more than most of the women that are going to come on this show. He don't got to be a certain height. He don't got to look a certain way, just not be obese. And he don't got to make a certain amount of money. Now, this is how you get a man. This should be the mentality of pretty much every woman. To hell with some looks and to hell with a certain amount of money. See, this is why I say she's still at the age where she could love a man, like genuinely love a man, like give a motherfucker a kidney type shit. This, she's still in that age group. I'm still very curious about her past, but she's in that age group. And you could tell by, you know, her standards, how she talking. This sounds like a woman who's really looking for like love and an actual leader.
Okay, let's do the Kendra cam.
Okay. I'm gonna go to my bathroom again.
Sorry. You have a pretty face. You look good.
If you're not happy with your online podcast engagement metrics, I have the solution. Riverside is an online platform for...
Sorry, I'm in class, so I just have my top on, not the bottom.
Oh, okay. You got on shorts?
Okay. That's not giving... God fearing, showing off your body on the internet, and the short blonde hair on the black woman. I don't know, it's giving 304, even though she's talking that God talk. Yeah, I don't know, y'all. Let me know why you're in the chat if you think she God fearing. Why you're in, yes, if you think she God fearing, no, if you don't think she God fearing. Hit that super chat, hit them super stickers, hit that Cash App, hit them Streamlabs.
Talking about that booty was in our face. Indy, when was your last relationship?
6 months ago.
6 months ago. You're 22. What's the age range you want to date?
I do like older guys, so 28 to 39 or 40.
Okay.
To 40.
Could he have kids?
Yeah, but none under 10.
Okay.
Like, no babies.
None under 10. You said your last relationship was when again?
6 months ago.
You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
6 months ago.
See how easy that was? It's always suspicious when a bitch don't want to say when the last time she had sex. It should be your last relationship. You know, see how easy she didn't get weird about you 6 months ago. When was your last relationship? 6 months ago. Last time you had sex? 6 months ago. It's that simple.
Okay. Three flaws you have to work on.
Three flaws that I have to work on. Okay. I'm a little clingy, and I think that's a flaw because, you know, it could be like codependent. Like, I don't know. Work on my patience. I kind of, like, if I ask you for something, I want you to do it when I ask you.
Oh, no. Nope. I called it. Didn't I say she gonna try to run it? Like, she trying to play feminine, and she trying to play, you know, church girl. But I sniffed her out early. I smelt that. I felt that masculinity in there. Even though she's coming across feminine in some way, you gotta listen to what they say, too. Even if her demeanor feminine, her words will tell you what's up, too. You know? I mean, when we breaking down the interview, she said, look, when I tell you I want something, do it now, when I want it, how I want it. That's not feminine. That's not submissive. That ain't in the Bible. So off top, based on that statement alone, all this other shit and this whole soft demeanor, it's all baloney.
Not when you want to do it. And I kind of like to control what I can.
Yep.
I'm working out of that, but yeah.
Okay.
So control.
And why do you think you're single?
I think I'm single because I am practicing abstinence now. I just got baptized. And a lot of guys are not for that, so.
Was you living the wildlife? I'm going to say, yeah, you was living that wild life before you got baptized. You probably was in them streets hard, hard body from 16 to 22 going crazy. So crazy that you felt compelled to get baptized to wash all the demons off. Yeah, this is so-called Reform 304. Damn. She had some good stuff going for her age. She was talking right in the beginning, but it's all in the toilet now. Abstinence. I mean, look, I'm happy for you, baby. You changed your life. You changed your life for Christ. But it's going to be hard. You're going to have to get a church boy. She might be able to find one. She got dudes in the friend zone who will wait a year to have sex with her. And they'll marry her. She's the right age. I wouldn't do it, though. Based on this interview and based on it's given X304 that ran to Jesus, I wouldn't advise anybody to marry her. If she was a virgin, this would be all good, but she not.
You know.
So are you abstinent until a relationship or marriage?
Until marriage.
Oh, and when did you start that?
A little bit before I got baptized, a few months ago.
So are you telling the men early that you're not having sex with marriage?
I tell everyone, and I just let them do what they want to do.
A few months ago? So you was fucking up to a few months ago? I don't know. Get back to me when you've been abstinent for some years. Months, man, that might not even hold up.
So, yeah.
You got to date. You got to find a guy who's on the same...
Yeah, dudes really ain't going for that unless you're a virgin. I'll just say that. If you a virgin, there's some dudes out there who would be like, okay, she's actually a good girl. If everything else going right, I just might marry this bitch. But I wouldn't advise any guy. It's kind of like a trap. That's kind of like a manipulation tool. I don't know. I wouldn't go for it. I wouldn't advise any man to go for it. If she was a virgin... Maybe.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you want to be in an exclusive relationship or would you be dating?
Exclusive.
Okay. So we have to be abstinent too.
Yeah.
You got to find a like.
That's also because like I want him to be also like strong in his faith also. So I want him to do it because he wants to do it, you know?
No, absolutely. I feel like whenever I have people with strong religious beliefs such as no sex till marriage, I always suggest y'all try to date within that world because, you know, a lot of people in my world ain't gonna go. They're gonna say, I hear this a lot. I gotta test drive the car.
Yeah.
You know, that's probably one of the biggest things. So we have had some men, definitely way more women, but there have been a few men that have come on the show that have been also on a no sex until marriage journey. But you really got to date within that space.
And the thing is, like, what also I was going to say, like, the update, like, I met some people from your show. I met one guy, and he was so great, like, so perfect. And he said he was in that space. And then today he just started talking so nasty. So nasty. So it threw me off. So I threw him off. And now here we are.
Yeah, you hear that little... It's just a certain... Not a certain je ne sais quoi, whatever the fuck. But you got to watch how they talk. She said, oh, that threw me off, so I threw him off. That's that feminist tone. That's that feminist language. I threw his ass off. She didn't say ass, but you know what I mean. It got a certain energy to it, a certain negative energy to it. It's not giving loving Christian. Threw me off, so I threw him off. Don't talk about throwing no man in any way. It's just not feminine.
I think there's two things with this, right? When men see, because you are an attractive lady, so that's also a challenge, right? That's a challenge. So sometimes guys, this is why I said, could he date other women? Because there's some men that might say, if they might like you enough to date you, but might be like, I respect your decision, but I still got needs, so I can't date you exclusively, but I don't mind dating you. That's a conversation that you can have. And then there's some men who don't believe that you're going to be able to sustain that until marriage. So they are gonna challenge this. They're gonna challenge you, and you become a challenge in that way. But I know the goal is to meet the guy who genuinely just wants to.
It's gonna be a lot harder for her to keep this up. If she was a virgin, it'd be easier. Cause she don't know what she missing. But she already done been wild in them streets. That dick just gonna be calling. Hey, I hope she hold it up. But I still don't know if she's going to be a good option for a man who wait and try to marry her.
To date you without sex, and you guys could find out if y'all could go all the way the distance, which is marriage.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would a guy be lucky to be with you, Indy?
I have done the work. Like, I'm only 22, but I used to be a little crazy. So, like...
I knew it! All you got to do is just keep letting them talk. I'm only 22, but I used to be a little bit crazy. I swear I'm this goofy bitch whisperer. I'm the dumb thought whisperer. I ain't going to call her dumb, but I'm just saying. Your boy RB Sensei is never wrong with this.
Like, I did, like, all the healing stuff. I'm domestic, but I also have my own goals and dreams.
Let's talk about that. She said, I'm domestic, but I also got my own goals and dreams. Let me take a couple swigs before we break this down. I was thinking about this earlier. If you're going to settle down and start a family and a legacy with a woman, she got to want that to be the main part of her life. It's a contradiction for a woman to be. It's a contradiction for a woman to want to go make a life and an identity for herself outside the home. Traditional women, they not interested in getting big out in something in the world. They focus on their family, maybe a home business or something. They not trying to go in the world and make her way in the world. That's like almost a contradiction to building a home and building a family. So what she just said kind of is a contradiction. I'm traditional, I'm domestic, but I still want to go out and do my own thing. No, those things don't mix. Those are two different women. And that's the crazy times we living in. Like, they think they could be in two places at once. You can't. You can't be good at both. You could be a good mom and a good homemaker, or you could be a good whatever field you in. You can't be both. And real women would never sacrifice, you know, the quality of their homemaking for a career. So yeah, you speaking out of both sides of your mouth a lot in this interview.
So like, I just think I'm the whole package. I'm a sweetheart. I'll love you as good as you love me. So.
Okay. You have a paid question. Do you want it?
Sure.
Okay. L double I said you are a beautiful bald head and you're single because you want to be in control and led when we want to lead. It can't be two leaders, my girl, but glad you're working on that. Salute to you with your fine self.
Thank you. But am I giving off I want to be controlling because I want to be led? Like, I'm a
Yeah, every woman say they want to be led. Like, I don't know if I've ever met a woman who said, I want to lead my relationship. Even the most masculine women who you know do lead their relationship, they're not going to, oh, yeah, I want to be the leader. No woman, no heterosexual woman want to be the leader in her relationship. They end up stuck in that position for many different reasons. But, ma'am, yeah, you're given that you want to control some shit. Yes, it is given that. But you real slick. I can see how you might trick a guy if he ain't paying attention or if he ain't red pilled aware. I can tell you want to do what the fuck you want to do.
Submissive girl.
I think, that your flaw? Was it your flaw that you said that?
I said control, okay, so I said working on my patience. Like, if I ask my man to go do something, I don't want you to wait 7 business days to do it. Like, that's the only thing, but like,
see that little slick, hold on, I'm chewing rich. You hear that little slick tone, like that little smart-ass comment, like, if I ask you to do something, I don't want you to take 7 business days to do it. See, that's what we can't do. And black women are just notorious for having that slick-ass mouth. That's not giving submissive, demure energy. I asked you to do it yesterday, it shouldn't take 7 business days. That's how she's going to say it in the actual relationship. She's putting on her best front for the show, but she gonna be saying that with a lot more attitude. What, it takes 7 business days, nigga, for you to get it done? That's how she gonna say it in a relationship.
My man, like, they control everything. Whatever, it's okay. Thank you.
We have another paid question. I can't pronounce your name, sir. But it says, these God-fearing women never look for their God-fearing man in the church. They're on here looking for a Pookie and a Ray Ray low-key.
I agree. I am a member of a church. I go to church faithfully. There is no men at my church who are single. So, my bad.
Well, I will say this, and I, you know, as a churchgoer, and I've been through so many churches, child, church events, and church all day. That is a true statement. I want people to pay attention. When you go to church, literally do the percentage of women to men. And
see, this is why I say, she's 20, she's young, but this is why I say, man, high school is the best time to find a mate. It's the best motherfucking time. Once you get out of high school and college, hold on, what do I see there? Now, I want to divert all you guys' attention down to her hand. I don't know if y'all can see my mouse. I don't think y'all can see my mouse. But right at the bottom where it say, that's rabbit, that little blue bubble, I want you to look right above that. And is that a big ass tattoo on her hand? This is a whole motherfucking no. All my Christian brothers, stay the fuck away. All my Christ followers, stay the fuck away from this. All my righteous sanctified brothers, keep your motherfucking distance. Hell no.
A lot of times there might be married men, no shade, but you have gay men, and then you have the population of straight men that are single, and it's probably 5% to the 95% of women. But the good thing about church is just there's church events. You got to get into that space, right? Your church might have an event, a church.
All right, we get the point. Let's move on. Everybody, I'm looking for a sponsor for the live stream starting at $5. $5 get you the Denzel my nigga meme. $10 or more get you the 30-second meme compilation. If we make $15 in the first hour, it guarantees a 2-hour live stream. If we make $25 the whole stream, I do an extra stream sometime this week that'll remain public. Preferably Cash App or Streamlabs, because YouTube take 30% off of Super Chats and Super Stickers. But if it's convenient, just hit the Super Chat and Super Stickers. Let's move to the next video.
Yo, I'm going to be talking about Passport Bros and the two reasons why they're ultimately beta males.
Okay.
All right, but before you get your panties all in a bunch, hear me out, because I've got some points to make. And then once you hear these points, you might think, okay, fair. All right. If you're new to my channel, welcome. My name is Kane. I'm the Silver Bachelor. This channel is 100% dedicated to dating advice for older guys. And if you haven't subscribed, hit the subscribe button and a notification button, because I'm dropping a video every day. All right. Passport Bros. And two reasons why they are ultimately beta males.
All right.
All right. And as I mentioned, don't be getting your panties all up in a bunch. Just hear me out for a second. All
right, talk, nigga.
First of all, let's describe Passport Bros, okay? So Passport Bros, and I made a bunch of notes, so if you see me looking over the side, that's why, because I don't want to miss anything. Passport Bros are men who prefer to date foreign women in other countries. There. Now, there's another layer to this. So what, okay, Passport Bros, they're interested in women in other countries. Great. Now, Passport Bros typically fall into one of two camps only. Camp number...
So already, this is bullshit. You know, Passport Bros are multifaceted. You know, it's all different types of shades, colors, reasonings why they became Passport Bros. So you trying to marginalize these men and put them in a box, just two boxes, and some silly goofy shit off top. But I'm going to let you continue. Maybe you'll say something profound.
Number one are guys who ultimately want the power in the relationship. Okay?
That's every masculine man. That should be every man. Every man should want the power in the relationship over his woman. We ain't partners. So you're telling on yourself, brother. What strong man don't want the power in his relationship?
Camp number two is guys who've not gotten any attention at home and want an easier time and seek validation and attention. So let me repeat that. Camp number one is guys who ultimately want the power, all the power in the relationship. So if she's a traditional woman, and you are more of a, you know, alpha male, and you want that woman who stays at home, cooks, cleans, does all that stuff, then fine, maybe you're in that camp. Number two is the guy who's hardly gotten any attention in his home country. Women are not paying attention to him. Maybe he's just average looking, average Joe, and he wants an easier time and feels like, okay, these foreign women will be more interested in me.
Okay.
So here's the kicker.
Right.
I would say statistically that 95% of Passport Bros fall into camp number two.
I don't know about that. I mean, maybe. Y'all can let me know what y'all think. But here's the thing. Women in America are fucking horrible. So... all types of men are going to become Passport Bros because most American women are complete dog shit to be in relationships with. They're dog shit to be in a room with and try to pursue, just to interact with in any way, shape, or form. So all guys, you know, with all different type of experiences are going to go the Passport Bro route. A lot of them are. It's just common sense at this point. You know, American women are so horrible. But you're trying to paint the same narrative that everybody else try to paint about Passport Bros. Only the losers are going over there. It's just not fucking true. It's just not true. Women ignore like 90% of men. So 90% of men are losers. It don't make sense, man.
Where they're an average Joe and they receive almost no attention in their home country. In their mind, they justify and say, well, I want a traditional woman. Well, sure they do, but ultimately they want attention because they're not getting any.
Well, yeah, what's wrong with wanting attention? You want attention. All humans want attention sometimes. I mean, are you trying to shame wanting attention? That's stupid.
In their home country, okay? Now, that is typically a beta male. A beta male has a very hard time getting attention because they don't know how to get attention, and they're not alpha enough to get that attention, right? So if you...
Getting attention has nothing to do with being alpha. Like, it, oh man, yeah, these mannerisms are very feminine. You're not giving alpha, bro. It's just not giving alpha.
You don't believe me? Just watch any episode of 90 Day Fiancé.
It's a fucking TV show. This is your argument. This is your compelling evidence. 90 Day fucking Fiancé, a TV show, a scripted reality TV show that's going to make everything extreme and sensational and going to sensationalize everything to get ratings and views. Are you fucking kidding me? All right, get the fuck off my screen, man. You lost me. I tried to give you a chance. I couldn't make it to 11 minutes and 56 seconds. Oh, boy. Let's see what we got here. It says women are using the 666 dating rule to find the perfect man, but is it hurting their chance of finding love? Of course. See what this video talking about. Hey, I used to love 90 Day Fiancé. I ain't gonna lie. Don't judge me, fellas. Don't judge me. No, I'm just playing. Judge away. But yeah, it got lame. It got lame. But I used to like it.
Plus 32.
Flags that you do not want in your partner.
Someone who has no prospects or goals at all for their life.
Yeah, I just say if someone's like really negative, I don't know, that kind of bums me out. I like a good vibe.
I am avoiding any frat man, absolutely.
When he only wants to hang out at a specific time, that's a bit of...
Yeah, she knows about that. It means he didn't see you as girlfriend material.
Red flag. I say avoid a guy that's too nice to too many girls and doesn't know boundaries. If they don't have any like goals in life, for me that's also a red flag.
I see a lot of narcissistic men that just don't take the time.
But I bet she got a TikTok page that's full of videos of her face. But she's gonna call men narcissistic.
I hate when a man doesn't ask you questions back.
People who seem a little bit like they take themselves too seriously. I feel like there's a balance, right? Like, we gotta dance through life. We gotta have fun. Like, you.
No, I'm not taking advice from you, ma'am. I'm not taking advice from it. I'm not doing it. Like, you look ridiculous. Everything about you looks ridiculous. You're the other end of the spectrum. Yeah, I agree. I don't like people who take themselves too serious, but I also don't know about people who don't take themselves serious at all and don't take life serious at all.
You gotta go with the flow.
So one thing I realized is I'm big on communication. So the first red flag that I usually try to see is like, I'm not gonna be like, hell, you gotta text me every hour, but at least let me know what's going on throughout the course of the day. And if you don't, I know you don't really care because we're human beings. If you look around the park, everybody and their mother's on their phone 24/7. So that's one of the major red flags I look for as far as communication.
If I go on a date to like a restaurant or any type of like place where they have service, if they're rude to the service staff, that's like the biggest red flag anyone can have.
If they don't let you hang out with your...
I always find it funny when women say that because women are the most rude to the staff. Women have the most instances of being rude to random people in public and random people in the service industry. Are you kidding? It's not even close. It's a landslide.
Friends, that's a big issue. I have pre out with your friends. That's a big...
That's like the biggest red flag anyone can have.
If they don't let you hang out with your friends, that's a big issue. I have... previous experience with that. Ex-girlfriend, if you're watching this, I'm sorry.
Man, F that beast. All right, let's... People are just discovering what dating profiles with 666 means. No, it's not satanic. Yes, it is. But it couldn't lead... But it could lead you to devilishly eligible bachelor. To a devilishly eligible bachelor. Probably not. The 666 rule refers to men who are 6 feet tall, have six-pack abs, and make over six figures. Some women claim to use the rule to find men who fit the bill and help narrow down the seemingly never-ending lineup of potential matches on dating apps. Look, those other guys in her inbox don't matter. She's going to ignore them. While the wide array of dating apps would appear to help younger adults find their one and only, I think it hurts their chances of finding their one and only. All those options make it impossible for them to pick, and it make them think they have all these options, but really all they got is fuck options. Like, out of all the hot guys that are swiping on them, 95% of them just want to smack some cheeks. In fact, a recent survey from dating app Flirtini found that a whopping 80% of women are open to lowering their standards in order to meet a date or meet a mate. Experts do recommend daters should be more selective when deciding what apps to use and whom to choose. However, being too picky can backfire, leaving you home alone on a Friday night. While the wide array of dating apps would appear to help, I already read that. I have met tons of singles through my dating events, both men and women, who have crazy expectations for their partner, and I feel sad for a lot of them who are clearly feeling lonely and going to remain single forever. Dating expert Amber Saletti previously told the Post. Well, she's keeping it real. She's red-pilled. She encouraged daters to have dating deal breakers, but recommends that they be focused on deeper topics such as politics and views on child rearing. Yeah. See, these women want a strong, masculine, super lib. And those things just don't mix. They just don't. Most strong, masculine men are conservative. They have conservative views. I think all men should be conservative. That's just me. These women these days are going to have a hard time, man. Because women are becoming more liberal and men are becoming more conservative. If you try to compromise on those type of deal breakers, you're going to end up in a relationship with a lot of arguing, resentment, and eventual demise. The dating expert recognized that some seemingly superficial things like physical attraction actually do matter in a relationship and simply recommends that singletons don't stick to their requirement list too strictly. Hey, do it sound like I read at like a sixth grade level? I gotta step my reading up. Don't throw out all your criteria, she declared. Just be willing to compromise on some. Okay, it says being a bit more open-minded will likely help single women and the vast majority of men who are invisible on dating apps. I'm glad she acknowledged that. He claimed that women's requirements only have them considering a very small group of partners with certain qualifications. Most men don't fit the 666 rule. And most women don't fit what most men are looking for. But they don't consider that. They don't think about that at all. What matters is the connection you have, that you respect, trust, and love each other. Judith Gottsman, a matchmaker, a dating coach, and an author, told the Post. She suggests that women focus on finding a partner with common lifestyle, life goals, and shared interests to find that. See, women just had a wrong mentality, man. Men don't have to be all those things. Like, yeah, just find a dude with a job who's respectful to you. That's it. If you kind of liberal and he kind of conservative, oh well. Y'all need to just find a motherfucking man. We're not going to be compatible in every area. He treats you decent. He got a job and he going to look out for you. Boom. Match, set, game. Whatever the fuck you call it. Let's keep it moving. Well, let's read some comments. Couple comments and then we're going to go to another video. Where the hell is the comment section? Okay, let's see what the people saying. My BF is two of those things, and believe me, that's really not what women should be looking for. Personality is most important. That sound good. But yeah, personality most important after you already meet two of the three things. How ironic. What I'd be looking for is someone who's a good person, kind, honest, shares the same values, and more or less the same level of intelligence. Physical attraction is also important, but a six-pack is definitely not necessarily necessary. Ma'am, are you really intelligent? They just be saying stuff. They really do just be saying stuff. But yeah, I would say somebody being a good person is probably the main thing. It's a really good chance a relationship is going to work out if both of the people in it are good people. That's huge. But let's move on. Where them donations at? Hit up the Super Chat. Hit up the Super Stickers. Hit up the Streamlabs. Hit up the Cash App. I'm looking for a sponsor for the show. I'm trying to hit that 30-second meme compilation. I want to bust that out. Somebody send in $10.
Get a chance, you know what?
Okay.
All right. Also, the chat is going to try to help you. So it was cool. So for you guys who are watching from Instagram, if you want to shoot your shot, you got to come to YouTube and click the link on the live video so you can come and talk to us. All right, so since she's here, we're going to go right now. We're going to add her on. And thank you for everyone. I know it's an hour later, but hey, we're here. Let's see. Hello.
Hello, how are you? I'm good.
Good.
Oh, let's do the VA vet's visual analysis. So, is that a tattoo on her titty? Negative 10 points. Tat on a titty is a negative 10. She don't got a ridiculous amount of makeup on. I mean, she just got a tank top on. I mean, yeah, it's basic. That's like a wrapper chain. So I'm going to take off 5 points for the wrapper chain. I mean, she ain't all that in the face, but I'll let y'all rate. 1 to 5. Let me know. 1 to 5 in the chat. Face card. 1 to 5 in the chat.
How was your day?
It was good. How was your day?
It was good. I didn't do much. Yeah, I was at the house most of the day, so it was cool.
Sorry about being late. I was in LA traffic.
Oh, it's fine. So you said it. I wasn't going to say it. So she was coming back from work, and so we had to push back just to make sure she could make it on time. So what's up? So where do you work?
I work in a dispensary.
Oh, shit. Okay, so do you partake or you just work there?
Yeah, I just work there like a bud tender.
Okay, nice. You like it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So we need to know a little bit more about yourself. Would you like to introduce yourself?
So she sell weed for a living? I'm taking off 5 points for that. It's not giving mother of a child vibes. It's not giving wife vibes. But guess what? I got pulled up. Mamacita right here. What do we got? 14,000 followers. Ma'am, oh God. No, no music. Look at the chain. That is a tattoo. Yeah, this is just a standard Tatiana. A Latina Tatiana. A Latiana Tatiana. Oh, this is just trashy. This is just nasty. And this is just trashy. Is that a paw print? This just looks like you have STD. Whole back tat. Hell no. Negative 35,000 points based off this picture. God bless you, though. I hope you find God and change your life around. Ma'am, if you're going to wear something to show your midriff, can you get this together? Can you hit the gym, please? This is not okay. Oh God. Yeah, let me get off here.
Yes, my name's Alia. They call me Mommy. I'm 30 years old. I'm from Miami, Florida. I've lived in LA for like 4 years. Mm-hmm. I ride dirt bikes.
No.
I go out. I'm a tomboy a little bit.
No, God. I'm not even doing the point system no more, but ride dirt bikes is a no. A tomboy is a fucking no. Ma'am, grow up.
Single. I have no kids.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't do much complaining. I'm just a free person.
Oh, that's nice. I like that. So wait, you say you moved to LA. Where were you before?
In Miami.
Miami, yes. So how they call you Mommy because you're Latina?
Yeah, my mom used to call me Mamisita, and now that I'm older, I just go by Mommy.
Okay, cool. Why no kids? You know, usually a lot of girls, 30, they got kids already. Why you don't have any?
Because I like having a clean title.
I hear that.
No, I mean, I get it, but why have nobody bought the car? Well, I already know. I just looked at your IG. Jesus Christ. I'm glad she didn't have kids. She did the world a favor.
Okay. The guys are saying she mine, fellas. Well, pull up, because we have a lot of people. If you guys want to come and shoot your shot, the link is in the description of the video on YouTube. So, okay. What else we need to know about you? What do you like to do for fun?
I like to go out, eat different foods,
mm-hmm.
travel.
Of course.
Where have you been to?
I ride dirt bikes in the street.
Hey, what does your new girlfriend do? She ride dirt bikes in the street in the middle of the night?
You pop the wheelie or no?
Nah, not really. I don't do that. I'm scared to fall.
I hear you. I was at a party one time, and a bunch of people had their dirt bike, and my car was parked really far. So I saw a dude, and I was like, oh, give me a ride, you know? He was like, okay. So I got behind him, and the whole way he popped the wheelie, I was yelling the whole time. I didn't know that's what.
Think about how many guys, just her telling that story just made me think. Think about how many guys these women have dealt with since 14. They've been running around with dudes since 14, and now they like 34, 20 years. These women deal with, it would be easy for these women to deal with 20 guys a year. Just talking stages, kicking it with this one, kicking it with that one. 20 guys is nothing. So what's 20 times 20? 20 years, 20 guys a year? And I ain't even talk about sex. Just a dude you talked to for a couple of weeks. A dude you hung out with 3 times. All that shit just weighs on a woman. And just make her less and less girlfriend material.
What they do. Yeah. And luckily we didn't fall. But the whole time I'm thinking, if he falls, it's right on me. Everything is on me. So I was like, yeah. But yeah, I can hear why you're not doing it. All right, so what else? Okay, so you're single, you said.
Yes.
So we need to know what you like for your man, because we're gonna try to find you a man. So what's the age range for your man?
For sure older than me.
Okay, so 31 to what?
36, 37.
Okay, so below 40. We're not going above 40?
No.
Okay. No problem.
And I'm not a gold digger, okay? I'm not.
They're saying that in the chat already. Yeah. I don't even know why they're saying that yet. Like,
okay, hey, y'all tell me this. Does this look like the Instagram profile of a gold digger? I'm just curious. Does she fit the description? Like, why does she keep showing off her fucking stomach? Ma'am, you look damn near pregnant. Is this supposed to be sexy or something? Lord, have mercy on our souls.
you haven't said anything money-wise, so I don't even know. What else? How tall do you want him to be?
5'8", 5'9", something taller than that. You don't have to be a giant.
Okay. How tall are you?
I'm 5'4".
Okay, cool. Okay, since they're talking about money, how much do you want your dude to make?
Wow, that's like, I don't know what to answer. I just know when we go out, I'm not paying for your stuff. Like, I'll do something nice for you, but I need somebody I don't need to take care of or babysit.
Okay, so when you're saying you're not paying for his stuff, do you pay for your stuff, he pays for his, or you gotta pay for both?
Both. He has to be a gentleman.
Okay.
A gentleman. See, words used to have meanings, y'all, but now bitches just say anything and just recreate definitions. Okay. What about any of this? Oh, it's getting crazy. What about this picture being on a public platform deserves gentlemanly behavior? Can anybody answer me that in the chat? What about any of this? Says that I should pull out her chair. Look at this nonsense.
So what is some in your mind, how much money a guy who can do that for you needs to make?
Over 60,000.
Okay. Hey, you're being reasonable so far. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. 60,000. Okay. Tell me some of the characters.
Here go the thing. She might be a cool chick to be cool with. Nothing to take serious. She might be a cool chick to just smoke some weed with and watch TV with. But nothing past that.
Characteristics you're looking for.
I like somebody outgoing, kind of shot out, likes to have fun, a little wild, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not too hard, but I don't know, really, like.
What do you mean by not too hard?
Not too hard, not too mean, you know, like a lot of guys are like, just. They want one thing and one thing only, and that's it. You know, that's their goal.
Okay, they want one thing and one thing only. I gotta keep going back to this. I wonder why that could be. Why they want one thing and one thing only. I can't seem to figure it out. I think we need to get Sherlock Holmes on the case, or fucking Bruce Wayne or something. Some type of elite detective. Fucking Columbo or something. Can't figure out why somebody will come to this page and only want one thing. These guys got you really misconstrued. I don't know where these guys were getting these crazy ideas about you. It's really not fair. You know what I mean? You're a human, goddammit. This is silly.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need somebody that's cool to hang with, kind of like my friend.
Okay.
Maybe the same hobbies as me. Like I said, I'm a little bit of a tomboy. I like to do like stuff guys like to do.
Okay. Cool. What else? Can he have kids?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, how do you have a number on how many he can have, or it's open?
It doesn't matter, as long as he doesn't have like a newborn baby or something like that.
Okay, so what's the youngest of the kids?
Over 2 years old.
Over 2 years, okay. Hey, that's not bad. And then what else? Do I need something else? Anything else you're thinking of? That you want in your man? What ethnicity do you usually go for?
I like Hispanic or African American. I'm not really picky.
Okay.
You're boring me. Next.
Go to your happy price line.
That's how I didn't even do this dating stuff, but thanks for having
me. Did you do?
Honestly, I didn't do much. My head was really hurting me today, but I pulled it together. Now I'm here.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Harold, what are we rating her? Let's do the VA vets. I kind of like the outfit. I like the dress. So, 1 to 5, just the whole package. What are we rating her? In the chat, Miss Queen W. That's a -5 points right there, referring to yourself as a queen. She looked like a bougie bitch. A high maintenance bitch that's going to be more headache than what it's worth. But let's rate her look. 1 to 5. 1 to 5 in the chat.
All right, so
the rest of it, but I'm good now.
Okay, good. Did you take any medicine or something?
No.
I hear you.
Yeah, sometimes I like to take like Advil, but then sometimes I'm like, let me just relax and I'll be fine.
For sure. All right, so what did you say?
How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you're here, because the past week I had 2 girls canceling last minute. And I was like, oh my
we
God.
Made it.
Yes, but you're here, so I'm excited. So, okay, we need to know a little more about you. So what would you like us to know?
Well, what you guys want to know, I'm from Toronto, I'm 26. Honestly, I just like to have fun. I'm doing this, see how it goes. I'm trying to be like more open now, so.
Okay. Okay, do you have any kids?
No kids.
No yet. Kids? Okay.
If we're rich baby daddy.
Okay. Guys, she's late.
Okay, is she a Drake groupie? Here's the thing, I'm sure she has fucked Drake. That wouldn't be shocking at all. You know what I mean? She keep referencing, you know, Drake song titles. Like most women, they don't have a personality. They just reference a bunch of pop culture bullshit. What y'all rate her personality? 1 to 5. 1 to 5 in the chat. Her personality.
Letting you know already. What else? What do you like to do on your spare time?
I like to travel a lot.
Of course.
I'm really calm. I used to party a lot, so now I just like to relax. So that's what I like to do. I like to try, explore, do fun things, activities and stuff like that.
Okay.
Do you think this woman is trans? Like, let me know. She's giving me somewhat of a vibe. Does this woman look like she was born female? If you think she was born female, put BF. If you think she was born male, put BM.
What about, do you work? Do you have a job?
Yeah. So I'm a designer right now, so I work for myself.
Nice.
My brand, Bossetta X Collection.
Okay.
So that's what I'm working on, and you know, we're just slowly growing, but okay. You guys should check that.
Okay. If a guy said this, how do you think it would be received? Like, she's a designer and she's slowly growing, you know, in her 30s. She's clearly in her 30s. So a man like this would be dead in the water. Who paying for all this? Who paying for all that shit in the background? Some nigga. I guarantee you. It ain't from her groundbreaking fashion designs. I assure you.
Okay. Is it on your IG?
Yes, it's on my Instagram, so you guys can see that.
Okay. Well, guys, that's her IG. Go check it out. It's a lot of nice pictures. I had a lot to choose from. So, okay, so what else? Anything else we should know about you, or you just want them to ask you questions and then you'll answer?
Hit the donation, y'all.
Yeah, I guess you can just go with the flow. I'm not, this is.
Hit the Cash App, Super Chat, I'll read your chat. Super Stickers, I'll read your super sticker.
This is my first time doing anything live. So
okay.
Bear with
trying new things, so we'll see how it goes. But
we like that.
I'm new to this, guys.
It's not hard. Don't worry. it's very easy. So, so question for you. So you are single?
Yeah. Okay. I'm single. If I'm being honest, I have relationships where I be in and out, but
okay.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, so for now you're single.
These women are fucking dull. Like, this is what I want you to remember when you're looking at these, you know, hot pics on Instagram. And when everybody gassing up the cute chick in the room, there's nothing else there once you get past the hype of looking at them. They don't have anything interesting to say. They're not interesting people to be around. If you haven't learned anything from these live streams, you should have learned that.
Single. Okay. Maybe. She's in between right now. She's in between. We'll see. We might find somebody better than the guy you're thinking about right now, and then, you know, we'll
see.
Yes. So what is your type as far as like characteristics in a man? What are you looking for?
We can guess.
Like a fun guy. Guy likes to do stuff.
When does the party end for you chicks, man? Y'all pushing 40. When does the party end? Like I said, they're never, if women looked 23 for the rest of their lives, they would do this the rest of their lives. Party, travel, go to brunch with my girls. They would do that until they hit the grave. They would just be the ratchet 304 who's reckless, who just kind of do whatever, keep tricking men out of money. They would stay on that type of time. They would never grow. The only thing that make women grow, most women grow, is when their looks fade. Because they were forced into becoming something more than just a hot fuck doll. Because they don't got the looks anymore. So now they got to try to learn how to be a decent human being.
Like, go on dates and explore with me. I really like to travel, so I feel like you have to be the type to travel, too.
It's not that much traveling in the world.
I don't want to be in the house all day.
For sure.
And, just got to be fun. What?
Okay, what are some of the traits? Like, I don't know, loyal, nice.
Definitely loyal, because I feel like I'm loyal, so gotta match the energy.
I don't believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta be kind. I don't like rude people. I don't like disrespectful, because you're just gonna embarrass me in public. I don't like that. We gotta be able to, like, eat at the dinner table, and it's, like, giving classy.
Okay. Okay, so let's talk about the looks. So, how tall do you want him to be? How tall are you?
I'm 5'1", I think.
Ooh.
I prefer tall, but honestly, height doesn't really matter. If you're a good guy, that's all that matters to me.
Okay, so.
Look at that fake right there. Did anything about that just come off as genuine? Why are you lying, ma'am?
A table, and it's like, giving classy.
Nothing classy about you.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's talk about the looks. So, how tall do you want him to be? How tall are you?
I'm 5'1", I think.
Ooh.
I prefer tall, but honestly, height doesn't really matter. If you're a good guy.
Look at this. Look at that fake ass shit.
Okay, so what is the shortest you would go for?
Five? I mean, it's okay if you're the same height as me, but that's like, I don't know. I never really met somebody, like, a guy that's my height. But, yeah, that's fine. As long as we're the same, it's fine. But I prefer taller, though.
So we can do, let's start at 5'4".
Yeah.
Right. Right. So look at that look on her face. Okay. She can't even hold it in.
You're 26. How old do you want him to be? What's the youngest? What's the oldest?
I don't think she's 26. Let me know in the chat. I'm going to say 34 is her real age. Let me know in the chat how old you think this broad is. Let's do age predictions in the chat.
Age doesn't really matter to me. Like, as long as you got it together, it doesn't really matter.
Okay, so he can be younger than you?
He can be younger, just not like too much younger.
Okay. And what's the oldest you would go for?
I don't know right now, but it's okay. And age doesn't matter to me.
Okay. Okay, so it's fine.
Childish. They never grow up, man. Like I just said, they never grow up past 16 years old. She can't even keep a straight face. She can't even talk to this woman without giggling every 3 seconds. Do you want to deal with this? Can you imagine having to sit and talk to her? Like after you bust your nut? Nah.
So I prefer somebody that's like 2 years apart from you or 2 years younger than me. That's good, but honestly, age doesn't matter to me. If you have your shit together and you know how to treat a girl, a woman, yeah, you can go from
okay,
there.
Okay, so we can go 45.
Age don't matter.
Go for 45, but if okay. that happens, then
okay.
Her facial expressions are telling everything.
What else I need to know? How much money does he need to make?
I don't have a specific number. You have to make at least 6 figures, I feel like, because like life is really expensive right now. So. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nah, no, thank you. You're not worth 6 figures, man. All right, I'm gonna get off here, y'all. Join the membership. Follow me on the alternate platform, Rumble, Discord, Twitter, links below. I don't know what else. RB Sensei out.